An embattled congressman steps away from committees. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. With ongoing personal and campaign finance investigations, New York Republican George Santos says he's asking to be temporarily recused from committee assignments.
A step House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls appropriate.
The voters have elected him. He'll have a voice here in Congress, and until he answers all those questions, then he'll... At that time, he'll be able to be seated on committees.
Santos lied about his education and work history during last year's congressional campaign, and investigators in New York are looking into campaign contributions. He had been named to two committees, the Small Business Committee and the Science, Space, and Technology Committee.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Fox News has learned FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center around mid-November after the initial discovery of documents with classification markings in the president's former office there. Sources tell Fox the president's team was fully aware of the search and that consent was given. Freezing rain and ice are creating a mess and knocking out power across parts of the South.
Ice-covered roads and infrastructure crippling daily life from central Texas to Tennessee, with road closures and spinouts amid winter storm and ice warnings that now extend through Thursday.
Because of icing, many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Governor Greg Abbott warning Texans
should use extra caution on the roadway.
Over 1,600 roads affected in Texas. ICE is blamed on fatal crashes in Texas and Arkansas.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Police in Omaha, Nebraska say a man with an AR-15 style rifle opened fire inside a Target store today on the city's west side. Officials say he fired off several rounds before he was shot and killed by police. Investigators say it's unclear if he was shooting at anyone. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida could become the next state to allow residents to conceal carry guns without a permit.
Florida Republicans now have a supermajority in the state legislature and will now try passing a bill making the state's concealed weapons license unneeded to carry a hidden firearm. It's supported by many in law enforcement. Wayne Ivey is the sheriff in the Melbourne, Florida area.
Criminals that should have never had a gun in the first place are still been arrested, out of jail, and still have the guns. This is our citizens we're talking about, law-abiding citizens.
Governor Ron DeSantis supports it. 25 other states already allow for permitless carry. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Three former Twitter executives have been asked to take questions from the House Oversight Committee over the handling of reports about President Biden's son, Hunter. The White House has dismissed efforts to tie the president to his son's business dealings. For the first time since 2014, fertility rates are going up.
The CDC pointed to a 1% increase in 2021 from the year before. That follows a 4% drop between 2019 and 2020. While birth rates went down among women ages 15 to 24 in 2021, they went up for women 25 to 44 years old. The average age for first birth was just over 27 years old, up slightly from 2020, and a new record high, notes the CDC. The average age of first birth increased across nearly all race groups to 25 and a half years old for Hispanic and non-Hispanic black women, 28.1 for non-Hispanic white women, and 31.2 for Asian women. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Ira Bob Bourne has died. He was dubbed the father of Peeps for mechanizing the process to make the iconic marshmallow chicks. His family says he passed away Sunday at the age of 98 years old. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.